There, that just about wraps up your yearly physical. Mr. Shaper Cotter, just one more routine test here for hernias.
Dr. Carver!
What is it, male nurse foot handle?
I'm sorry to interrupt you, doctor, but this ice pack is leaking.
Oh, let me help you. Here, I'll just pick up all these ice cubes and put them back in here. Boy, that makes my fingers cold. There, that ought to do it. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, hernias, Mr. Shaper Cotter. Please turn your head and cough.
Oh, hello!
Riders Radio Theater is on the air!
You'll let me know, it's the Riders on the Radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the Cowboy Show. You'll lay, yeah. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoop and holler and howl at the moon.
Ow, ow, ow. Ow, ow, ow.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airwaves once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats, Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, and Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high-yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoop and holler and howl at the moon.
Ow, ow, ow.
Yo-lay-yo. Every buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now with the 2,399th performance of their career, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckaroos. Too Slim, Ranger Doug, Woody Paul, and Joey, the cowpoker king. And we're ready to get started. Cowpoker thing? Did I really say that? No. That wouldn't be the cowboy way. We're going to saddle up with a tune from our new Columbia Records album. In fact, the eponymously entitled Harmony Ranch.
Harmony!
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 Well, howdy, all you saddle pals. Welcome to our home corral.
We're mighty glad you're here today and want to learn the cowboy way. I'm Too Slim.
And I'm Woody Paul.
And I'm Ranger Doug. We're inviting you all
to saddle up. Don't miss the chance to join us here on Harmony Ranch. Harmony Ranch. Harmony Ranch.
Harmony.
Harmony.
Harmony Ranch.
Where we work and play and sing and dance to the beat of the prairie on Harmony Ranch.
The melody begins in the early morn when the old camp cook blows a breakfast horn. Everybody comes a-running when they hear his chant.
Come and get it, boys, on the Harmony Ranch.
Then the sun steps up in the heavens blue and the boss says, there's work to do. A roping and a branding and a mending the fence. Everybody's got a chore on Harmony Ranch.
Then the wind starts whistling through the juniper trees to the humming and the buzzing of the birds and bees. Jackrabbits jumping and the antelope prance to the rhythm of the range on Harmony Ranch. Harmony Ranch. Harmony Ranch.
Harmony.
Harmony.
Harmony Ranch.
All the critters are a-crooning round the cactus plants. The songs of Mother Nature on Harmony Ranch.
The rattlesnakes slither and the varmints reel to the rocking and the creaking of a wagon wheel while the buckaroo yodels to an avalanche of sounds all around on Harmony Ranch.
And as you listen to the sagebrush serenade, a lonesome coyote calls his mate while the twilight shadows sway and dance. Whippoorwills trill on Harmony Ranch.
Then the crickets start chirping by a bubbly stream where a cowboy lays his sleepy head in dreams. A billion stars light a range romance to the symphony on Harmony Ranch. Harmony Ranch. Harmony Ranch.
Harmony.
Harmony.
Harmony Ranch.
Where we work and play and sing and dance to the beat of the prairie on Harmony Ranch. It's the cowboy way on
Harmony.
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 Harmony Ranch.
Well, it's a long way to Tipperary, but the rest of Riders Radio Theater is just around the corner, and we'll return after this mighty meaty message from Camp Firelight Records.
Yo, all you hip-hoppers, b-boys, and fly girls, they're British, they're back, and they're bad. The Queen Elizabeth Trio is rapping till they happen.
Yo! We're the QE3, and we're here to say we're gonna blow your mind in the royal way.
Yo, the palace scene ain't nothing but a party with my main man, Phil, and Di and Charlie.
Get off that throne, get your royal butt moving, yo, you know, cause the queens are a groovin'.
Yo, the Queen Elizabeth Trio is shaking and baking on their fly new tape, QWA, Queens with an Attitude. You've never heard them so hot and nasty. Check out the Tipper Gore Nightmare, Randy Andy.
Randy Andy, give all the girls candy, quite a dandy, and you're so handy.
I checked out Fergie at the Wild Spring Fling, said, yo, mama, let's do that wild thing.
Fergie got down and they made it legal. Now Randy Andy's raising babies and beagles.
Yo, two hot rapping from three hot mamas. Check out the video of the title rap, QWA. Never have Tiara's white gloves and purses looked so hot.
Yo, we were born in Buckingham, born to rule, but all we wanted to be was cool.
So down in the Hollyhocks, we got a boombox, baddest tricks you ever saw on your box.
Don't call us piss, don't call us prude,
we're three bad queens with an attitude.
QWA, now available worldwide, and for a limited time, the CD version of QWA contains a bonus cut by sidekick rapmaster Side Meat. You can't eat this. You can't eat this. Yo, three bad queens, one bad cook. Let's party!
Queens with an Attitude, available in cassette, CD, and 12-inch single for only $9.99 a pound. Look for it at questionable record stores everywhere.
Yo, you can change the channel, you can change the guard, but don't mess with queens when they're working so hard.
Praise the Lord, cause there they go. And now at last, it's back to our show. Yo! And it's time for the ridiculously popular feature, Letters to Ranger Doug.
Thank you, Texas Bix, and yes, Letters to Ranger Doug is a ridiculously popular feature, a feast for the senses.
Hey, here comes the Pony Express rider, Ranger Doug, right on time.
Yep.
Ooh. Gee, it sounds like the blown glass statue of Tex Ritter I ordered from Cartier is here.
What else is in the package there, Slim?
Oh, let's see. Here's one.
Uh-huh. Fan mail from some flounder?
Yeah, looks like he's hooked pretty good, too. Says here, Dear Ranger Doug, idol of American youth.
That's me.
I love your new album, Harmony Ranch. Wow, it makes me happier than a cowboy metaphor. I especially like how it has 12 songs on it instead of 6 like Vanilla Ice. Are there any songs which you worked up and then didn't put on the album? Wondering in Walla Walla, Mr. Barham Litcracker.
Well, thank you for taking the time to write, Mr. Litcracker. Every album we do is a distillation, of course, of hundreds of songs. We shave each one's head and put it through a grueling boot camp of calisthenics, target practice, and KP. Only the toughest, most well-rounded songs are good enough for a Riders in the Sky album. Yep, we were looking for a few good songs. Here's one that wasn't quite good enough.
So that's the one I submitted, right, Ranger?
Yeah, it was, Slim. It's a really pretty good song.
It's a good song.
It's a darn good, almost good enough song. And what do you call this song, Slim?
Well, it'd be good enough for a radio show.
Easily. This is an old classic of the West, isn't it?
It is. It's called Chapo.
Okay.
Through rocky arroyo, so dark and so deep, down the sides of a mountain so slippery and steep, you've good judgment, sure-footed, wherever you go. You're a safety conveyance, my little chapeau. Chapeau, my pony, chapeau, my pride. Chapeau, mi amigo, chapeau, I will ride. From Mexico's borders, cross Texas, Llano, to the Salt Pecos River, I'll ride you, chapeau. You're a good rope and horse, you never jerk down. When tied to a steer, you will circle him round. Let him once cross the string, and over he'll go. You savvy the business, my little chapeau. Chapeau, my pony, chapeau, my pride. Chapeau, mi amigo, chapeau, I will ride. From Mexico's borders, cross Texas, Llano, to the Salt Pecos River, I'll ride you, chapeau. One day on the Llano a hailstorm began. The herd was stampeded, the horses all ran. The lightning and glittered, a cyclone did blow. But you faced the music, my Chico, chapeau. Chapeau, my pony, chapeau, my pride. Chapeau, mi amigo, chapeau, I will ride. From Mexico's borders, cross Texas Llano, to the Salt Pecos River, I'll ride you, chapeau. To the Salt Pecos River, I'll ride you, chapeau.
Chapeau, my pony.
Riders Radio Theater is a mammoth radio pictures production in association with WVXU. This program is being taped live at the Emory Theater in the Queen City of the West, Cincinnati, Ohio. Stay with us, Saddlebells. We'll be right back. Here's a little of the ever-popular Woody Paul Western theme, number 25. Welcome back, buckaroos and buckarettes. You're listening to Riders Radio Theater. And now Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 12 of the exciting Western melodrama, Rocket Rustler. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, the villains Slocum and Charlie have stolen a top-secret government space experiment called the Stealth Virus.
So what it does, Ranger Doug, is somehow counteract surface tension and make things invisible.
Sounds like a crock to me.
Nevertheless, the diabolical Slocum uses the virus to make himself and Charlie invisible. Then, when a special train carrying the rarest stamp on the planet, the Gene Autry Reverse Upside Down Hat Commemorative, comes through Tumbleweed Valley and stops at Tuxedo Junction, Slocum and Charlie make the train invisible and steal it and the stamp.
Ranger Doug, the only way to make that train visible again is a yodel to the fourth power. That means you and four more people.
Fortunately, in the crowd gathered to see the stamp are the Braun family, which included four young yodelers.
Get up on behind me on turbo, boys. On turbo, yodeler.
We'll follow along as best we can, Ranger Doug.
And in no time, turbo catches up to the invisible train. Ranger Doug and the Braun perform the yodel to the fourth power, and the train becomes visible. But when Slocum starts shooting at them, Ranger Doug is forced to turn back and take the little Braun to safety. The now visible train then disappears into the tunnel through Wolverton Mountain. Meanwhile, coming through the mountain tunnel from the other end are the troops from Fort Wiley, the last outpost.
Look, sir, we're almost through. There's the light at the end of the tunnel, coming towards us.
What do you mean, coming towards us, O2?
Oh, no!
And now, episode 12, entitled Light of Doom.
Hey, boss. Look way up ahead there. There, frozen in the light like so many white-tailed deer.
It's the cavalry.
What are we going to do?
Pour on the coal, Charlie.
As Charlie shovels on the coal, the train picks up speed and roars down on the last cavalry troop in America.
Captain, man.
What is it, Lieutenant Viper?
Man, we can't just stand here frozen in the light like so many white-tailed deer, man.
He's right, sir.
All right, what can we do, Lieutenant Viper?
We gotta find a way out of here, Captain, man.
Good thinking. But how, Private Whoopi? Oh, what the devil does that mean?
It's a song, sir.
Using the loose definition of the term, man.
Well, what song is it, O2?
It's a song called Wolverton Mountain, sir. Wow. It goes like this. They say don't go. That's the part in Wolverton Tunnel. Cause there's danger. Remember this one? Beneath the ground. Just when you think you see the light, a great big train
We'll run you down.
I know the song, O2. It's based on a true story. It's Claude King. I bought the single when I was young.
There's a secret passage.
Wait, what's that about the secret passage, O2? I don't remember that verse.
Well, it was on the album cut, sir.
Oh, I never bought the album.
Oh, it's a great album, sir.
I'm sure it was, but what's the verse? How's it go?
No, I can't remember.
Lieutenant Viper, shoot this man.
Yes, sir. Can I shoot the accordion player too, sir?
Oh, I remember the secret passage is through the waterfall by the boulder that's painted green. Sir, we passed a green boulder just a little way back. It was painted green.
Yes, I remember it. It also had Hef Hef and Mr. Bagwell Were Here painted on it.
Man, that train is almost on us, Captain, man.
How far back was that boulder, O2?
I don't know, sir, but it's our only chance.
You're right. Come on, men, let's ride.
Oh! Sir, you forgot to say about face.
Ah! About face!
There's the rock, sir.
Into the waterfall. Ho!
Did we get him, Charlie?
I think so, boss. Last time I saw him was back by the big green rock.
Yeah, I think we got him.
Hey, Slocum. Huh? Who are Hef Hef and Mr. Bagwell?
I don't know. Some kind of fraternity crap, I think. Looks like we're coming to the end of the tunnel, Charlie. Better start slowing down.
Okay.
Whoa. After we've stopped, get the dynamite and rig a long fuse for it. Yeah. We're gonna bring that mountain down on that tunnel so nobody can follow us. Got it?
Got it.
Meanwhile, on the other side of Wolverton Mountain, Ranger Doug, after having returned the little brown boys to their dad, Muzzy, is about to enter the tunnel when suddenly...
Turbo, why are you stopping here? What's that strange rhythmic tapping you're doing with your hooves? You're tapping out a song, aren't you? Do it again, boy. I didn't quite get the meter. That's the old Claude King song, Wolverton Mountain. I don't know that verse. Ah, the album cut. I only bought the single. All right, go ahead with it and see if we can figure it out. What's that again? Ah, they say don't go into Wolverton Tunnel if two bad outlaws have entered there. Okay, Turbo, that's enough. That's good enough for me. We'll just go up and over. On Turbo! On!
As Ranger Doug and Turbo make their arduous way up the steep mountain, from the distance a cloud of dust draws closer and closer. It's caused by 100 mounted Pinkerton agents led by High Sheriff Drywall, along with Two Slim, Woody Paul, and Side Meat.
Eventually, they reach the
mouth of Wolverton Tunnel.
Whoa, boy, whoa. Drywall, can we stop a minute? Argyle's acting funny.
All right, but we can't stop longer. We'll never catch up to Ranger Doug or that stolen train. Hold up, man. Hold up back there.
What's wrong with that nag?
Did he smell a sidewinder or something?
I don't know. What's wrong, Argyle?
Looks like he's trying to step on something.
No, it's too rhythmic for that.
That's it. It's a song. Oh, I know it. I bought the single. Ha! Do it again, Argyle. They say, go ahead. Into Wolverton Tunnel. I remember it now. It's the shortest way to the other side.
What's wrong with that horse now?
Oh, I guess he's just happy. I figured out he was saying it's all right to go into the tunnel.
Oh, well, that's good. Now, come on, everybody. Let's ride. Giddy up, Boner.
Giddy up there, Argyle. Homer.
Meanwhile, on the opposite side of the tunnel, Charlie has finished setting his dynamite.
Okay, boss. It's got it.
Good, Charlie. Now light the fuse.
Right.
Okay, let's get on the train and get out of here.
Right.
At the same time, high atop Wolverton Mountain, Ranger Doug and Turbo have reached the summit.
Good job, Turbo. We made it. Boy, it's quite a haul. Nice view from up here. Wait a minute. What's that down there in the east side of the mountain? It's the stolen train, and there's Slocum and Charlie. What are they doing there? They just lit a fuse. They must have put dynamite in the tunnel. It's okay, boy. We'll be safe way up here. What? Look behind me? Okay. Say, what's that cloud of dust down there entering from the west side of the tunnel? It's the posse! Yes, Turbo, that is a short fuse down there, and if something isn't done in a hurry, all our friends down there will be crushed under a million tons of rock. Chances are we'll never get there in time, and the closer we get to the bottom, the more likely we'll be killed as well. Not good odds. No, not good odds at all, but odds we must take. On Turbo!
Racing against hope, Ranger Doug and Amazing Turbo plummet madly down the steep mountain slope. The odds against them reaching the burning fuse of the dynamite in time are exactly 60 septimajillion to one. But when you live your life the cowboy way, those aren't bad odds.
On Turbo, on boy!
And seconds later, Turbo reaches the bottom of the mountain, races toward the flaming fuse, and reaches it at full gallop. Ranger Doug leans down from the saddle, wets the tips of his fingers, and puts out the fuse 1/1,000,000th of a second before it would have touched off 500 pounds of TNT.
Whoa, boy.
A few seconds later, the posse trots out of the tunnel and into the wonderful light of day.
Gosh, that was fun riding through that tunnel.
Yeah, hey, look, it's Ranger Doug.
Boy, it sure is.
Hold up, everybody.
Whoa, boy. Hey, Ranger Doug, how's it going? Did we miss anything?
Not to speak of. Look, boys, I've got to get off to that train. Follow along as best you can.
Right you are, Ranger Doug.
On Turbo!
Speaking of the train, by now it's less than a mile from the outskirts of Tumbleweed City.
Okay, Charlie, we're getting pretty close to town. Get that canister with what's left of the stealth virus. That's it behind you there.
Yeah, I got it. Hey, boss. Wonder why this is the only thing it doesn't make invisible.
I don't know. Must be some kind of alloy with a surface tension so strong the virus can't break it.
Sounds like a crock to me.
Yeah. Well, never mind what it sounds like. Open that can up. Let's get invisible.
Right. Woo! Hey. Oh! Sitting out in the hot sun must have curdled this stuff. It smells terrible.
Let me have a whiff.
Whoa! Yeah, wow. See what I mean? Whoa! You think this stuff's still good?
I don't know. Take a swig and see what happens.
Huh?
Drink it, Charlie. The government made it for Pete's sake. You know it won't hurt you.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's so, all right. Okay, here goes.
That's it. Now, you feel sick or anything?
No, I don't feel anything.
All right, now give me that stuff and let me have that last swig. Okay, we should be invisible any second now.
Yeah, how much longer, Slocum?
I don't know exactly. I'll time it here on my purple watch, on my purple arm, and we'll...
Boss! You're turning purple. Even your clothes.
Charlie, so are you. This stuff must have gone bad.
Coming into town, boss. What are we going to do?
What are Slocum and Charlie going to do? What's it like to be a purple villain? And what happened to the last cavalry troop in America? You won't find the answers to these questions in the Philatelic Times, but you will find them right here. Same time, same station next week in episode 13, the concluding chapter of Rocket Rustlers, entitled End of the Line. It's a powerful punch of purple melodrama you won't want to miss, and it's coming only to this Theater of the Mind. Now here again, our rider of the sky, enjoy the cowpoke, the king.
Thank you, Texas Vic Spender. It's time for our classic of the West, and I'm happy to send out a beautiful old Bob Nolan song to Joe McCaffrey, recovering from a broken ankle down there in St. Petersburg, where he listens to Riders Radio Theater over WMNF, St. Petersburg, Florida. And here's He's Riding Home. Sun goes down, work's all done, evening's here at last. Moon comes up behind the hills I love, and now I'm riding home.
See that lonesome cowboy riding down that lonesome shadows sway into the tune of his lonesome way. For he's riding home, he's riding home. Lay down, doggies, rest a while. I'll be back tomorrow morning to take you down to where the water's cool. For now I'm riding home. He's riding home. See that lonesome cow.
Okay, we got finished a little early. Time for a very short instrumental here from Woody Paul and Joey the Cow Polka King.
The audience went, yee-haw! The audience couldn't keep up.
Same is true for some of the band. Next week, Saddle Pals, from all of us to all of you.
So long, Saddle Pals.
The cast and guests of Riders Radio Theater Bunker, the Quality Hotel Central in Norwood, Ohio. For more information on Riders in the Sky, Two Slims Mercantile, or Riders in the Sky International Fan Club, write to Riders in the Sky, Post Office Box 277, Whites Creek, Tennessee, 37189. Riders Radio Theater was conceived, written, and directed by Riders in the Sky, along with yours truly, Texas Big Spender. Our production foreman is Campfire Burt. Our sound effects wrangler is Big Zeno Klinker. For WVXU, the executive producer is J.C. Doc King. Producer is Lasso and Larry Ashcraft. Coordinating producer, Chuck Wagonmaster Ingram. Chief engineer, Jamboree J. Crawford. Recording director, Gallopin' George Zahn. Sound effects, Honcho Winchester, Jim Springfield. Stage manager, Solid L. Ron Esposito. And sound engineer, Ropin' Rich Burnett. This is Texas Big Spender saying, so long, Saddle Pals. We'll see you next week on Riders Radio Theater.
This is the VXU Radio Network.